ENIAC, 1946. The 1946 newspaper headlines were ecstatic about ENIAC and the future of thinking machines. "Mechanical brain enlarges man's horizons," wrote the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the Cleveland Plain Dealer proclaimed, "Calculator puts humans to shame," and also said it heralded a new epoch in the scope of human thought. All this media attention about progress in electrically embodied thinking, along with the technological advancements, naturally led the world to consider further possibilities for AI. ENIAC, short for Electronic, Numerical, Integrator, and Computer, was built at the University of Pennsylvania by American scientists John Mauchly, 1907 through 1980, and J. Presper Eckert, 1919 through 1995. This device was among the first electronic, reprogrammable digital computers that could be used to solve a large range of computing problems. The original purpose of ENIAC was to calculate artillery firing tables for the U.S. Army. However, its first important application involved the design of the hydrogen bomb. ENIAC was unveiled in 1946, having cost nearly $500,000, and it was in nearly continuous use until it was turned off on October 2, 1955. The machine contained more than 17,000 vacuum tubes and around 5 million hand-soldered joints. An IBM card reader and card punch machine were used for input and output. In 1995, a team of engineering students led by Professor Jan van der Spiel created a replica of the 30-ton ENIAC on a single integrated circuit. Other important electrical computing machines of the 1930s and 1940s include the American Atanasoff-Berry computer, demonstrated in October 1939, the German Z3, demonstrated in May 1941, and the British Colossus computer, demonstrated in December 1943. In contrast to ENIAC, however, these machines were either not fully electronic or not general purpose. The authors of the ENIAC patent, number 3,120,606, filed in 1947, write, "With the advent of everyday use of elaborate calculations, speed has become paramount to such a high degree that there is no machine on the market today capable of satisfying the full demand of modern computational methods. The present invention is intended to reduce to seconds such lengthy computations." See also Abacus, circa 190 BCE, Babbage's Mechanical Computer, 1822, Giant Brains or Machines That Think, 1949.